Grace to you in peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What a great and glorious day to be here again in God's house. Once again, celebrating the birth of our Savior Jesus, being birthed into this world of sin in which we live. Our text this morning, it's four verses from the Gospel, from two different places in the Gospels, from Luke chapter 2 and also from John 1, I'd like to read. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Country singer Johnny Lee, some of you might remember him, recorded a song for the soon-to-be-released movie Urban Cowboy, and the song was entitled Looking for Love. Both the movie and the song were big hits at the time. In the song, Johnny Lee sang these words, "Well, I spent a lifetime looking for you. Single bars and good time lovers were never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win, and telling those sweet lies and losing again. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. Searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Hoping to find a friend and a lover, I'll bless the day I discover another heart looking for love." Love isn't the only thing that many of us look for in all the wrong places. We also look for things such as happiness and fulfillment and personal esteem in all the wrong places too. The writer of Ecclesiastes found that out in his search for purpose and meaning in life. He concluded after looking in a myriad of places that all the places he looked to were simply meaningless. He called them vanity. Because, again, he was looking in all the wrong places. And I think that can be often said of our search for God also. In 1 Kings chapter 13, after Elijah, you might remember the story, had fled from Israel and to Mount Horeb in the Sinai desert, the Lord said to Elijah these words. He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain, for the Lord is about to pass by." I'd like to read to you from 1 Kings, the rest of this. It says, "Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?'" Most people would have looked for God in the powerful wind, or the mighty earthquake, or the blazing fire. But God wasn't to be found in any of them. But rather when Elijah heard that gentle whisper, he pulled his cloak over his face because he knew God was now in his presence. Too often we look for God in all the wrong places. We look for Him in the great, in the grand, in the glorious. We look for God in things that we expect to reflect His might and His majesty. But so often that's not how God comes to us. That's not how He reveals Himself to us. Rather, He comes in the gentle whisper, in the humble manger, on the lowly cross. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians that the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. And the same, I think, could be said for the message of the manger. It's foolishness to those who don't believe it. I mean, who would believe the king would be born in such a humble means? Who would believe that the Son of God would be conceived by a commoner and raised as a carpenter? Who would look for God in the animal stall of some little town in Judea? That's foolishness. But that's where the shepherds found Him. And it was in that same small town that the Magi, who traveled from the east, found Him and worshiped Him also. It all seems like such foolishness. Like some poorly written B movie. And yet God was pleased to use that foolishness to make His appearance in this world. But His foolishness didn't stop there. It proceeded throughout Jesus' life, all the way to the cross and to the empty grave. Again, who in their right mind would look for God, the almighty creator and owner and king of the universe, to be beaten and tortured at the hands of mere mortal men? Who would ever expect to find God suffering and dying on a cross in between the likes of two common criminals? That's not where any rational person would ever look to find God. That's not where the righteous zealots and the Jewish leadership went to find God. That's not even where Jesus' own disciples went to find God. That is, until He rose from the dead. And then somehow all that foolishness made sense. And His humility had purpose. And His incarnation was full of meaning. He who had no sin took on human flesh. He became one of us that He might take on and pay for our sin and the sins of the entire world. Jesus, the Word of God incarnate, came to be our Savior, to give us life beyond the grave, which He achieved through His sacrificial death on the cross and His glorious resurrection from the grave. And so the place that we go to find God is where the shepherds went and where the Magi went. We go where Simeon and where Anna went, where John the Baptist And Simon Peter and Mary Magdalene went. We go where the lepers and the lame and the lawbreaker on the cross next to him went. We go to Jesus. Now, I can't promise you that when you go to Jesus, all of your ailments will be healed, and your fears erased, and your problems solved. I can't promise that because, quite frankly, Jesus didn't promise that. What I can promise you is that when you go to Jesus to find God, you will find a God who loves you, who will provide for you, who will never leave you nor forsake you, and who will lift you up in due time. I can promise that because God in His Word promises all of that. And He is always faithful to His promises. As witness by the manger, then of course by the cross. My prayer for you today is that you will always go to Jesus when you are looking to find and to know and to talk to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.